Hello, this is Secretary of County Agriculture dictating an Endoscopy report on Frank Salami. Date of birth 1/20/1947. Date of procedure January 19, 2024. Physician's doctor of County Agriculture. Your referring physician is Dr. Venkateswaranandam. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, colorectal cancer screening. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possible missing lesion, such as a malignancy, oral experience of the patient, period, the patient is brought to endoscopy, so you place in left lateral position, stages for anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care, period. Visual rectal exam was normal, period, a well-lubricated lumbosacral colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advances direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. Ileocecal valve and confluence of folds, period, careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, descending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period, retroflex view was obtained of the rectum period, Boston dot sub score was 7,2-3-2, graded as a good prep. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings, number one. There were two diminutive cecal polyps that were sessile, removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the ileocecal valve was prominent, comma. This area was biopsied bite on bite, and there was evidence of fat extruding from the biopsy site, comma. This is favored to be a lipoma. This is favored to be a lipomatous ileocecal valve. Next line. There were four diminutive sessile ascending colon polyps, all removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line. There was one diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were six diminutive rectal sessile polyps, all removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total. These polyps are favored to be hyperplastic. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. If all of the rectal polyps appear, if all the rectal polyps are hyperplastic, comma, if there is evidence of any tubular adenomas in the rectal polyps, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year given the amount of polyps noted on this exam. Next line. Recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplements as needed. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.